You're listening to Popular Technology Radio with Mike Kahn. For more great content, visit ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com.
Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio. I am your host, Mike Kahn. This segment of our show brought to you by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Now, sometimes here at Popular Technology Radio, even I, the tech cowboy, your tech guru, gets wowed with technology. I remember when I was young, I would watch Star Trek, and Mr. Spock would carry around a little device called a tricorder, and it could tell him almost about any material that he ever encountered. It was portable, easy to use. Similar to that, science fiction technology, there is a device that researchers today have access to, and they've been using for several years now. It's very large, it's expensive, it's complex, it's called a spectrometer. And until now, you need to be a university or hospital to afford one. Now, science fiction is becoming science fact, thanks to an Israeli company called Consumer Physics. Now, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel, Dror Sharon, CEO and co-founder of Consumer Physics. You can follow along online with us at consumerphysics.com. Mr. Sharon, how are you doing this evening?
Wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. It's daytime and it's a wonderful day on the West Coast in California. And I have to say good evening to you because in Tel Aviv, it's nighttime. It's just past dinner. We are, thanks to modern technology, we can talk live with you. So tell us, first of all, what is the company all about, Consumer Physics?
So we've developed the world's first handheld molecular scanner, which is basically a spectrometer. You can scan physical materials that are just in your immediate neighborhood. It sends that information back to our cloud for analysis, and then you get the analysis back to your smartphone in real-time relevant information.
So this is device, you call it the SIO. It's spelled S-C, small I, capital O. The SIO is a scanner about the size of a USB drive that we're familiar with attaching to our computers, and it connects to a smartphone or a mobile device vis-a-vis Bluetooth, and then it runs either an iPhone OS or it runs on Android. Now, you use a technology called near-infrared technology, or NIR, to analyze. Can you tell our listeners what is NIR?
Yeah, so NIR, which is near-IR spectroscopy, is actually the science of analyzing the underlying chemistry of materials using light, light-matter interaction.
So the device has an emitter, an infrared emitter on the end of it. So I'm trying to describe it for our listeners who aren't near their computer and don't see it. It's kind of a rectangular in shape, very small, very portable, probably looks about the size of a couple packs of matches put end to end. And then you hold it up to the material you want to analyze. And that material can be food. It can be medicine, like a pill. It could be a plant. Does it work with liquids too?
Yeah, does liquids as well. Definitely, and as you describe it, you just point it about half an inch away from a material. Light is being emitted. That light interacts with the matter, and by interact, I mean it creates vibrations in the molecules. We actually read the underlying signal that comes back from those vibrations. Those vibrations create absorption in the light. We send that fingerprint that it creates in the light to our clouds for analysis. The analysis results are sent back to your phone in real time.
So in essence, almost every material is going to give some kind of reflection, if you will. That's the vibration back from this near-infrared light technology or this light being emitted. And then based on the feedback coming back, you can kind of identify, you have this computer database in Israel, so you called it the cloud. The cloud of Consumer Physics has all these materials that you guys have analyzed over the years, and it's taken you guys years to develop this, and each one has its own unique signature. And you can pair the signal coming in from the device to your cloud, and then you can identify based off of that very unique signature, that fingerprint, if you will, what material you're looking at, correct?
Correct. So that's basically the way it works. Fingerprints are, for some materials, are pretty unique. For some of them, you know, they're common, and then we can do estimations of several types of food. And this underlying science of spectroscopy has been used in many, many different fields in the past. So we're pretty confident it can be used for a slew of materials. Not everything, but many, many materials that are relevant for the listeners.
Mr. Schrong, can you give our listeners kind of a guesstimate or a good estimate on how many materials you guys have cataloged that is available to your SIO?
So we currently have many, many materials in our database, and we've just recently completed the Kickstarter campaign of crowdfunding, where we've actually enabled a community of explorers, of curious explorers, to actually take their SIO, upload many more materials to our database, so we can together create the world's first large database of materials.
So if I were to scan something that was not there, the application would then ask me, what is this? And it would ask me a series of questions so I could kind of contribute to the cloud, the database.
Correct. Exactly.
Mr. Schrone, stay right where you are. This is amazing. This is Star Trek technology. It is the tricorder made for you by Consumer Physics. Follow along at consumerphysics.com. I am your host of Popular Technology Radio, Mike Kahn. We'll be right back.
Listening to Popular Technology Radio, sponsored by Bridgestone. They're passionate about making tires that you can count on to perform when it matters most. Stay tuned, there's more Pop Tech Radio to come.